that is, I can tell you, a very wrong perception. It is Narendra Modi government is there for last 4.5 years. And he is, Rajiv Kumar is the second Niti Aayog chief. The question will be raised in last 4.5 years, what Niti Aayog has done for the growth of the economy. That is number one question. Secondly, when he is blaming Raghuram Rajan, being the RBI governor, banking system is a part of the overall economy. But then, his statement about Raghuram partly true. The question is, in 2015, Raghuram Rajan was the Reserve Bank governor. And at that point of time, in NIBM campus, there was a big Gyan Sangam program. And in that Gyan Sangam program, Mr. Raghuram Rajan was present, SEBI chairman was present, IRDA chairman was present, entire finance secretary, Hasmukh Adia, then FM, PM, officials from PMO, Ministry of Affairs, all these presents present. And there were many bank chairmen, including Chanda Kochar and Mr. Parikh and many State Bank of India chairmen, all were present. There, a policy was decided, its name is Gyan Sangam program. And in that Gyan Sangam program, it was the government of India's official program of Gyan Sangam, where they say, we will give you an action point of Indra Dhanush, 7-point program. And now that has led to the banking system to this position, which is of present. Now, if the government of India, having decided at there as a policy in the Gyan Sangam, how they can blame only Raghuram Rajan? Question is, if you really ask me, Raghuram Rajan can be blamed for one important thing, that when in 2015 all the banks were making a record profits, he said that at the same time I find there is 3 lakh crore non-performing asset in the bank's books. This is too much. At the time of 2019, we must be able to clean entire banking industry balance sheets. Now here afterwards, no bank should show the corporate debt registering, and they should show NPA, but while showing NPA, since they have got huge profits, they should provide from their balance sheets and they should write off the bad loans and bad debts, which is not recoverable. And then in that case, Raghuram Rajan said, it is in 3 years' time, every year 1 lakh crore should be written off, try to recover it, if not, still you write off. And that kind of a policy, Mr. Raghuram Rajan has decided and directed the banking system to do that. In the broad framework of Narendra Modi's Swachh Bharat Yojana, he decided a Swachh balance sheet program of banking industry, and that has really led to the present situation, because non-performing asset of 3 lakh crores was not at all recovered, but the CDR has become non-performing asset since then, and every quarter subsequent to March 2015, we have seen all these quarters, only provisions are made and NPA has been shown and nothing has been recovered in whichever law possible in India, nothing has been recovered, and this is a bad situation for the banking industry, for which you cannot blame alone Raghuram Rajan. It is the government of India, Narendra Modi's policy has to blame. So Rajiv Kumar is telling the half truth. The real truth is, totality, the government of India has failed. Maybe Raghuram Rajan is an instrumental making the NPA from 3 lakh crores to 10.5 lakh crores. And in my statement since 2015, I have always maintained the CDR is a synonymous of NPA. And even today, the CDR is 8 lakh crores. So even if you recover this 10 lakh crores, still 8 lakh crore CDR is there, which is NPA in the books of the balance sheet. So banks' balance sheets are so bad, therefore this thing must be recovered so that banking industry will come to become a viable position, but the government of India is failing to do it, and instead of recovering, they are giving a corporate loan waiver in that NCLT, that is National Company Law Tribunal, through that Insolvency Act. So this is the tragedy of the government of India's Gyan Sangam policy. So why to blame only Raghuram Rajan? We have to blame the Narendra Modi's entire bank Sudhar Karyakram, which has taken the toll of entire banking industry. And today, the entire economy is suffering because of the banking industry's bad debts. That means in this country, the top willful loan defaulters, that is corporate like Vijay Malla and Nirav Modi, there are 7,000 of such people. They are together, the government, they are killing the banking industry and they are killing the economy. This is my statement.
I won't agree with him because there were other factors. No, I won't entirely blame Raghu Rajan for that. Raghu Rajan was, gross and NPAs are concerned, we cannot blame Raghu Rajan for that. I disagree. So because Raghu Rajan to resign before demonetization was announced. When he resigned, the growth was higher than the subsequent growth which we saw post his retirement.
Mr. Rajiv Kumar, the vice chairman of Niti Aayog, says that there was an economic slowdown in India because of the policies of Mr. Raghuram Rajan, the former RBI governor. He also says that his policies on NPA led to the slowdown in the economy. You know, this statement is completely contrary to the facts of the case. But at least a high functionary of the government is now admitting that there was indeed a slowdown. Till quite some time, there was not even an agreement on that there was a slowdown in the Indian economy. Now, this slowdown has occurred post-demonetization. And it has occurred primarily because the informal sector or the small-medium sector, which is highly dependent on cash transactions, it was badly hit because of demonetization. 87% of the currency was withdrawn overnight and there was no money to do business. And the repumping of cash, they call it remonetization, took a much, much longer time. So there's a direct nexus between the economic slowdown and the demonetization. Further, if now the government wants to blame Mr. Rajan left sometime in the middle of 2015. The economic slowdown came somewhere in the first two quarters of 2017. It means 2 years had lapsed. If the government found his policies to be so bad, they had a two-year period to rectify it. Why did they not do it? I mean, much as there is no connect between his policies and the slowdown, but even if there is a connect, why did the government not do anything for the two-year period? And the most important is, what was Rajan's policy? It is he who started telling the government that NPAs must be disclosed. It is he who started telling the bank that disclose your NPAs and come clean. Now, this was a situation where banks were hiding their NPAs, their balance sheets were not correct, and he insisted start a cleanup. How does that impact the slowdown? And if by disclosing NPAs, the banks were not able to lend further, this was inevitable. At some point of time, a correction had to come, and he got in the correction. So I certainly do not agree with the statements of Mr. Rajiv Kumar. To me, this is just another spin doctoring of a very apparent event. And the apparent event was there was demonetization, and demonetization resulted in a slowdown in the economy.